Greetings, New Life Church. This is Aaron Santamire from Madagascar. Just giving you greetings and thank you from the Santamire family. To them, we appreciate you. Thank you for your prayers and your love while we're serving here, proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ in Madagascar. Thanks so much.
Hi, New Life Church. Eugene here with Watoto. We're so glad to be a part of your Mission Sunday this year. I wanted to take this moment to say thank you for your partnership. Thank you, New Life Church, for your partnership. We couldn't do this without your love and support. May God richly bless you.
Hello, New Life Church, Yorkville, Brad and Rhonda Walls. Working on a world level with New Sending Missions. We want to thank you for your faithful support.
Hello, New Life Church. It's Katie, your missionary to Indonesia. And right now I'm in the States raising funds and building prayer partners. And I just wanted to say a big thank you for all that you do as you pray and as you support missions. Because of your giving, Indonesia is experiencing so much growth, not just numerically, but spiritually. And I believe this is only possible because of you. So thank you for all that you do. God bless.
Hi, and greetings from Bristol, England. We are David and Chastity Parks, planting churches here in Bristol.
And we just want to say thank you so much for all your prayer and all your support over so many years.
Those who are helping us, we just want to thank them so much. God bless them.
I would like to say a tremendous thank you to this wonderful church.
Hello, New Life Church. This is Chuck and Wilma Lormis, your MAD missionaries. Thank you for your prayers and giving. Through our partnership, we are impacting our nation and our world. We love you, New Life Church.
Hi, New Life Church. This is Troy and Heidi Darren. Your missionaries here in Moldova, but just wanted to greet you from Moldova, tell you things are going great. Thank you for your investment here, and God bless you. Have a great missions week. From Troy and Heidi Darren, your missionaries in Moldova, God bless.
Hello, New Life Church in Yorkville. Thank you. From me and my wife, Keith and Lynn Turcott, Honor Bound Motorcycle Ministry, we just want to say thank you for all your support over the years and your prayers and helping us do what we do as we grow the ministry across the country.
Hi, New Life Church. This is Bill Snyder. For many years, the church has supported our work in Southeast Asia through Asia Pacific Media. I want to thank you for the investments. In the last year, literally 4 to 5 million people saw videos, evangelistic stories that we produced and were broadcast through social media across the region. In the last year, we've also launched a new video studio that is reaching Buddhists as well as encouraging the church in Myanmar. All of this happens because of partnership and because of your participation in the call of God. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for your support and investment in Asia Pacific Media and Bill and Kim.
Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, this is Missions Week here at New Life Church, where we not only report on what God has blessed us to do here at New Life Church in 2018, but project for what we will do next year through the grace and the mercy of God as he enables all of us. And I just draw your attention again to one of the brochures. I think it's one of the finest brochures we make all year, and that is To the Ends of the Earth, it says on the front. And it gives you a listing of all the missions organizations and all the missionaries that we support here at New Life Church. Sometimes on a monthly basis, sometimes on an annual basis, we support them. I would encourage you to take this brochure, put it, we have them, they're free and they're available out on our counter. You can grab a couple of them if you would like to put them in your places where you pray. And would you pray for these efforts that they would be effective and long-lasting in the lives and hearts of people. and that we would bless the world with the presence of Christ here in New Life Church. Also, another thing you have there that we'll be talking about at the end of the service, it's called a Faith Promise Card. It's for our Missions and Benevolence Ministry here at New Life Church. Our Missions and Benevolence Ministry ministers to people here in our own congregation, as well as in our community through HESED, through PADS, through the Kendall County Food Pantry. We minister and give financial support to those ministries in our community, and we are so grateful to do that. I don't know, did anybody see the Facebook post that we were able to take sort of refreshment baskets to some of our first responders this week? Did you see that little Facebook post? We were just so glad to do that with some of the trauma they've been through over the last little bit. To be able to do that was just a real blessing. And thanks, because your giving help makes that possible, that your church, in a moment, can reach out and mobilize and do something like that. So thanks. We'll be talking about other things, and I'll give you a report on our financial giving this past year, too. We're happy to have Tammy Brown and Mark Schuler with us. Mark from Myanmar, Tammy from Thailand. We're going to hear about them and their missions efforts and how we can support them and help them, because we believe Christ has called us to go to the ends of the earth with the message of Jesus Christ. And why is that important to us? Because we believe that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. And outside him, there is no hope. There is only salvation through the name of Jesus Christ, through the cross of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit that draws us to Jesus Christ. This is our firm belief. This is why we are passionate about this message of Christ's love. We believe it changes the individual heart. But we also believe that it will change the complexion of our world, of our community, of our state, of our nation. We believe that Jesus, working in the hearts and lives of people, is the answer to all of life's problems. All of life's problems. Jesus working through the heart and lives of his people. The church has been called to be a brilliant light sitting on a hill, shining the light and love of Jesus Christ, not a reclusive, hidden in a cave kind of place, but one that's out there, even when there's persecution, to be out there and share the love of Jesus Christ. Here at New Life Church, our mission statement is to awaken the spiritually disengaged to a vibrant life journey with Jesus Christ and others. To awaken those who are spiritually disengaged, who may have at one point been following the teachings of Jesus, but have stopped following those teachings of Jesus, have stopped living by the tune of the Holy Spirit in their heart, and need to be re-engaged and reconnected to faith. Some people who have never been awake to the Spirit of God working in their life, to have them come to where really the power and the presence of Jesus Christ is and find forgiveness in his name, and to re-engage with the body of Christ, to get connected with people who can encourage, who can provoke at times us towards spiritual growth and following the path of Jesus Christ in our life journey. We have done that since our inception here at New Life Church in 1978, when as an embryonic church that was started by five families from Calvary Church here, we have been faithful to start other congregations in our area. In the first few years of this church, we helped plant four churches in Northern Illinois. That's the kind of DNA New Life Church has always had. It's been a reaching church and must continue to be a reaching church in our own community, but not just limited to our community, but to reach out to the world with the same good news that we have been given. So we have been doing that financially and working, giving hours, time, our gifts, our energies away so that Jesus Christ would be lifted up in our world. And we are pleased to announce today that through our local and our benevolence ministry here at New Life Church, we have been able to bless our community and people in our own congregation with $18,766 this past year. So that is just awesome. that has been through our HESED ministry, our PADS ministry, our food pantry ministry, and some benevolence needs that have risen in our own congregation and some reaching ministries in our community here in Yorkville. And then nationally and internationally, and through our child support that we've done around the world, we have been able to give $83,510. There have been thousands of man hours given through HESED House, PADS, Kendall County Community Food Pantry, Feed My Starving Children, and also on homeless ministries in the streets of Chicago. Hours and hours and hours of ministry have been given away. It's a beautiful thing to be a giving church, and I'm proud to be a pastor of a giving place and not a hoarding place of God's blessing. But let's give it away. Let's keep fresh water in the tank, okay? Let's not have stagnant water in the tank. Let's keep it fresh all the time by giving. At our Christmas Connect time, we were able to pack some backpacks, 16 of them to be exact, with full of supplies that people who are homeless in the streets of Chicago need to exist. And through the homeless ministry of Pam and Tom Howard, who are members here at New Life Church, they were able to be distributed on the streets to some of the people that you are going to see. Incredible people who we were able to share with, who were very grateful for the ministry that we were able to give and to bless them with. And so thank you for doing that, all right? Our total giving for this year to our missions and benevolence efforts have been $102,276. Would you give yourself a grand hand? Because we have communicated the word of God directly. We have communicated it through good deeds and compassion, and we have communicated it in every way available for us to communicate that every person matters. That's right. Every person matters to God 100%. No one is less than, but everyone is equal to and receives the same grace and the same mercy from the cross of Jesus Christ that anyone else does. There are no celebrities at the foot of the cross. There are only sinners saved by grace, and I'm glad I'm one of them. Yes, okay? So now it's my pleasure to invite a missionary that we supported for over 13 years, I believe. And would you give, I'm going to introduce you separately. So Tammy, if you'll just come. This is Tammy Brown from Thailand. Will you give her a warm welcome? Welcome to New Life. Can you give us a little, whatever the language is in Thailand? Can you?
I tell hello. Okay. And goodbye. Swati Ka is hello and goodbye. But the most important thing I want to tell you today is Kapung Ka, which means thank you. Thank you for 13 years of faithful giving. The Brown family never worries about what New Life gives, that they never miss a beat. And like a lot of churches really will, they'll miss several months. You guys never. So Kapung Ka, New Life.
That's by the grace of God, huh? And then it's great to have a missionary that we would like to start supporting, okay? So if you can help us out at the end of our service by letting us know what our budget can be, we would like to start supporting the Schulers in Myanmar. And this is Mark Schuler. Would you welcome Mark? Mm-hmm. So you want to give us a little Burmese?
Yeah. Mengalaba, Nikaula. So just, hey, how you doing? Mengalaba, Nikaula.
What did it mean?
Just, hey, how you doing? What's up, man?
Oh, cool. Have a seat. All right. Well, welcome. It's so good to have you guys here with us today. We're so happy that you were able to get away from your schedules. I know Wayne is down in Florida and presenting to another church down in Florida, right?
He has two churches today, him and Rebecca.
Okay, and then Allison is in Springfield, Illinois, presenting at a church there, huh?
You're busy people.
As long as they, well, I know itineration is a tough time in a missionary's life of raising those funds. They come back to the States for R&R and get very little of it.
Yeah, there's no R&R.
They just jump right into it all the time. Well, hey, Tammy, would you just share a little bit about the ministry that you're involved with there in Thailand?
Yes, my husband Wayne and our daughter Rebecca, we've been in Thailand, specifically Bangkok, for 8 years now out of our 14 years of ministry. And when we first moved there with Rebecca, see, Rebecca's fully disabled. She cannot walk, cannot talk, cannot feed herself, and in a wheelchair. We were a little worried about our ministry there because Buddhist people see her as someone that's had been evil in her last life, and now she's paying for her past life by being disabled. But part of our ministry that we do is we show them through Rebecca that God made her the way she is and that she is loved by him and she is perfect in his sight. And just being taking Rebecca around Bangkok, people come up to us, people that we would never talk to, and they interact with us. They want to know what's so special about her, and we actually tell them because she has God in her heart, and he's the one that created her. But our other reason why we're in Thailand is a program called, the nickname is called APSAI, where we bring over students from Assembly of God universities, Christian universities from America, and they come over and they spend a semester and they do their stuff online and then they spend 20, 30 hours a week in ministry in Thailand.
So they continue their education online and then they engage in international ministry in Thailand. And you've had people leave that program and go into other areas of ministry?
Yeah, we've had about 70 students come through the program in the 8 years that it's been established. And a handful, maybe four, have come back to Thailand to be missionaries, either part-time or full-time missionaries. And we've had several in, like, Africa and Spain and other parts of the world. And some also stay at home and do home missions. We probably had 20 students out of the 70 that have done something around the world.
And then a focus of these students is to teach English, right? You were telling?
Yes. Because now, English, you know, you speak it, you teach it. Basically, none of us, including myself, are English teachers by profession. But since we know the language, we teach it. Because God has given us a great tool in Thailand. Because it's hard to engage with Buddhist people. Because they have no concept of heaven and hell and God. And so we use teaching in English, our ministry, because that's their heartfelt need. That changes their life because they get three times more money if they speak any English. So they get better jobs and better education. So parents send our children to them. We teach for free because we teach in lower income areas, the slum and stuff, because they can't afford tutors. And it's just life changing to them because, again, you get, think about it, you make $300 a month. And now you can make $900 a month. Mm-hmm. And so the parents don't care what we teach, so we can teach about God because all they care about, it changes their life financially.
Right, right. Yeah, that is so cool. And you said you have about 120 students?
Yeah, all together, if you put all the whole year together, yes.
About 120 students?
Yeah, I do about
60
at a time.
And you've been doing this for 8 years?
Yes. Yeah. So some we've had for the whole 8 years, and sometimes we have new. The faces always change. The numbers stay about the same, but they come and go. We primarily teach English to children anywhere from, now think about it, my class, beginning English, is six-year-olds to teenagers, but then I'll turn around, I'll have like a handful of adults in my class. And basically, you know, they don't know any English, so it doesn't really matter what age they are. Uh-huh. And fortunately, Thais like humor, Thais like cute things. So if you teach on a child's level, the adults do not feel offended. You know, they're just like, they love that type So it makes it easy. I don't have, you know, I can just do any age, basically.
Yeah.
We've had prostitutes come to my class. And you have to be careful because they have a different mindset. Literally, I was walking on eggshells because one...
I am now.
Well, one... well, okay. One time, it was Valentine's Day, and I wanted to teach about different loves. You know, agape love, platonic love, things like that. And I'm a big fan of Donny Osmond, and so I threw puppy love in there. And that was very hard to explain. So the three prostitute girls were trying to explain to my children what they thought I meant, and that was totally not the same thing. So you have to be careful what topics you bring up.
You sure do, Tammy. You sure do.
Oh, you mean now? Was that bad?
Okay, okay, Mark, reel us in and tell us what's happening in Myanmar. Okay?
Myanmar, a lot of great things are happening. Actually, the Sons of God was not able to have missionaries in there for about 30 years. Myanmar is a third world country, got a lot of political problems, got a lot of social issues, you know, widespread poverty and sanitation, all those types of things that come with third world countries. So it's a difficult place to serve, but there's so many opportunities, and people asked me about that, and I'm just, there's so much good that can be done in Myanmar, and we are so excited to live and serve there. It is just a blessing. You want me to talk about the ministry as well?
Yeah, and it took a great step of faith. I mean, you're having a young family in a third world country, right?
Yeah, so we have a one.
What are some of the biggest challenges? Yeah. I know you talked to me about macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese is a challenge to get. Apparently that's a hit here, too. All right, so I have a 1.5-year-old and a 4-year-old. My 4-year-old's really picky. I bet you that's strange, right? That doesn't actually happen. Anyway, so but just my problem. Anyway, but they love macaroni and cheese, and you know they don't want to eat rice or whatever, and the things that we are normally eating. So, but it's a lot of work to get macaroni and cheese because we have to make it, right? And we have to go to like the special store to get this actually cheese because refrigeration's not good there. So most people don't have cheese. So we find the cheese and we bring it home, and we got different kind of noodles, and that's sometimes the wrong kind of noodles. You have children, you know that. Anyway, so it's a whole ordeal to get macaroni and cheese in the States in Myanmar and get them so that my child will actually eat them. Anyway, so but we come back here. We've only been back here just a couple weeks, and it's macaroni and cheese everywhere. It's a dollar. And like you can make it in like 4 minutes. It's amazing. So we've been doing a lot of mac and cheese the last couple of weeks, and pizza just about every night. So anyway, yeah, we love America. We love Myanmar, and it's so hard to choose. I mean, we just go back and forth. That's what we do.
And so the focus of your ministry there in Myanmar.
Yeah, the focus of my ministry, we've got basically three things going on there. The first thing that we have is just a local outreach. We live in a neighborhood where there are no Christians, are no churches, and our goal is put a church there somehow. What we've been doing is just starting out by just interacting with the families, just personally. But we also offer English because people are always asking us to teach English. So, okay, we'll just teach English. So we decided we'll just do it on Sunday morning. And so we do. We ask all the kids to come. We ask all the kids. The kids just come. We don't invite anybody. They just come. I don't know where they come from. They just come. And they come from our street, but then we see new faces every week. And we teach them English, you know, for about 45 minutes. And then we have our local partners from the Bible school. And they're from Myanmar. They're graduates, and they teach Bible stories. And these kids hear Bible stories for the first time. And it's so exciting to teach Bible stories to kids who have never heard them. Because they don't know that, like, David wins. They don't know that Daniel makes it out alive. And what's so powerful is that they don't know. They have no concept of God, like Tammy said, that they don't know that there's a creator God that made them specifically and loves them individually. And so we get to tell them for the first time that there is something big out there you can pray to that has an effect in your life. And when you're scared, you know, he can help you. When you have trouble at home, he's there for you. And so it's awesome. So that's the first thing that we do. The other thing we do is relief trips. A lot of problems in Myanmar. So there's been natural disaster, but there's a lot of human disasters because there's a lot of fighting. There's always rebel armies that are fighting against the military government, and they're fighting each other and creating all sorts of problems. So what we do is we partner with Convoy of Hope. Convoy of Hope gives us a bunch of money, and we just have to go out and buy stuff and send it and organize it and get it there. And so we do that as well. That's a lot of work, but it is so worth it to get into communities that, again, have no churches, have no Christian witness, and have a bunch of people, not just Americans, actually usually almost one American or no Americans, just a local church pastor bringing relief effort to their doorstep. And here's a week's worth of food for every family in this community. Here's clean water. Here's a water filter. And so those are the two things we do. And the last thing I can share if you want.
Just hang on to that one just for a second. And then, Tammy, you were telling me in the first service about those folks coming down from, where were they?
The Hill Tribe people.
Yes.
From northern Thailand.
Okay. And they were coming down because they are a higher percentage of people who believe in Christ.
Yeah. Well, see, in Thailand, it's like less than 0.5%. The whole nation is Christian. So you can literally go from birth to death, never cross the path of a Christian. Mm-hmm. And so Thailand is a really hard place as far as Christianity getting across. Compared to all the surrounding countries we have, Christianity's taking off. And for some reason, for 200 years, missionaries have been in Thailand, it's slow, people. And so sometimes we feel like we're hitting our head against the wall because you do all the work and you pray and it feels like nothing's happened until last year. Last year, people, we call them Hill Tribe people. They're refugees from surrounding countries like Myanmar and Laos and Cambodia. And they live up in the hills of Thailand. And so these are not Thai people. But for some reason, they're Christians who have escaped persecution from their surrounding countries. And they've seen, too, how Thailand is not a Christian nation. So they've taken it upon themselves to come 10 hours down into the central part of Thailand. They pick certain provinces, and one certain province they focused on last year for the very first time, they had 100 Christians come down that are not Thai. They prayer walked the area. They started talking to people in the community, saying, hi, I'm your new neighbor. They started cell groups, which is unheard of in Thailand, because usually if you don't have a real church, you're not legit in Thailand. So home groups have normally never been our path, but these Hill Tribe people have started home cell groups. And in 1 year, the 100 Hill Tribe Christians have found 1,000 Thai Buddhist Christians that just got baptized last Christmas, a couple months ago. And praise God, because there's so many countries that you hear the numbers that come to Christ in a crusade or something. Yeah, yeah. But for us, we can literally go 30 years in a career in Thailand and only have a handful of people to come to Christ, which for us, that's still important. That's a life.
Right.
But it's just so struggling. So to hear this happening, we've all committed, all the Thailand, Bangkok missionaries. They've all given us a province. So we have our province about an hour and a half away from our home. And we've committed to work with the Hill Tribe people all this coming year. So that's why we want to hurry and get there, because the momentum's there and things are happening finally. And so we've got our province and we're going to work that. We're going to go there several times a week and prayer walk. And I just can't wait till a year later for us. We too can say, hundreds, if not 1,000 Christians have come to Christ.
Yeah.
And this is just remarkable.
It is. That is incredible to see that kind of, like, revival.
It is. Finally.
Surging.
And to be a part of it is just heartwarming.
I can't tell that you're excited about it either.
We never get this. It's Thailand's time. Thailand's time. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Really. It's passionate about it. And you need to get back because of all this going on. And so there is a $14,000 cash need that you have in your budget to get to where you need to go and be and bless Thailand and provide leadership for these hill tribes to continue that good work of discipleship.
Yes,
of those folks that have received Christ and made a public profession of faith.
Because we need to disciple these new Christians.
Right, right.
Because they know, they have, Buddhists have no concept of Christianity.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be there helping the local church, you know, thrive.
Yeah, right. So Mark, I want you to share what you guys are very much focused on, but one thing I'd like for you to share is what kind of sports do the kids play in Myanmar?
Yeah, sports. Sports is great. Sports, you can reach across all sorts of boundaries if you just pick up a ball and start playing with it. Of course, they play football, which is European football, soccer, right? But they have some pretty cool games. One is called Chinlo, just five guys in a circle. It's like hacky sack, but you want to kick the ball in creative ways to get points. You just look good while you're doing it. So they're doing all sorts of tricks while they're trying to keep it up. I guess Americans are not that good. They're just like, just keep it up, just keep it up. But anyway, then the other one is called Bai Jiao Chan, which uses the same type of ball, and it's like volleyball, but you only use your feet. And so it's pretty incredible watching these guys play. And they can look kind of sissy at first, because actually men will wear skirts in Myanmar, so they're playing in skirts, but they have to wrap it up, so it kind of looks like a diaper. So they're wearing a diaper that looks like a skirt. But these guys can jump in the air and slap this little ball down on the ground like nobody's business. You're like, okay, all right, well, you guys, pretty incredible.
I was down on the beach, and I saw that being played.
Yeah.
And I was like,
It's absolutely incredible.
I'm glad I grew up when I did and didn't have to try to learn to play that. Yeah, they weren't wearing skirts, but they were jumping up and kicking the thing with their feet, and I was like, That's crazy. That's nuts.
It's awesome. It's really incredible just to watch it. And sometimes we just go to the park and just watch them play. But it's just so cool.
Now you're reaching out to translate some curriculum for a boys program like the Boy Scouts.
Correct.
We call it in the Assemblies of God, we call it Royal Rangers. Yeah. But you're translating that curriculum. And how do you see that reaching into the hearts and lives of young men in Myanmar and women as well?
Yeah. So Myanmar being a third world country, difficult, a lot of challenges and stuff like that. And really the game is like, what do these people need? How can we really help them improve their own lives, right? Because you just give them stuff, it doesn't really help them develop the nation. And so a lot of philanthropists look, okay, well, we just got to educate people. And that's definitely true. That Myanmar is in desperate need of good, better education all across the board. But that doesn't really help the nation exclusively, because we've had very civilized nations or very intelligent nations do really terrible things. And so morality is a real issue. If you just look at the country, there's corruption everywhere at every level of the government. And people are not allowed to flourish. People are not. You want to start your own business? Good luck. If you don't know one of the generals, then they're going to squash you because one of their friends has a business that's just like it. And you would be competition for them. So really, there's so many problems in Myanmar that are just fueled by corruption and those types of things. There's resources in the country. The country could do fine. The people are smart. They're capable of all sorts of things. But really, we need to change the morality, because until we can love each other like Christ loved us, then the nation can't succeed. Okay. And so what we want to do is
similar to here.
Well, yeah, everywhere. Everywhere is like this, and absolutely. And so what we want to do is we want to help the nation. We want to do it through the local church, because, again, that's Christ's work in the world today. And so there's a program, like John said, that it's called Royal Rangers. It was made by the Assemblies of God back in the 70s, and it's really done very well in developing nations. And so we want to bring this program to Myanmar. It teaches people life skills. It teaches things like how to read a map, first aid. All these things that Myanmar desperately needs. You know, just those basic life skills. But it also teaches the Word of God and discipleship and mentoring of the next generation. And so we're so excited about this program, because we really think that it could change the nation, because the church is already there. And if we just get this program translated, do it right, and give it into the hands of the church. The church can be this lighthouse in the community. There's a program, there's a Boy Scout program in Myanmar right now, but it only runs just a couple weeks, and it's only for the very top students. And we're so excited to give a program that's even better than that for everybody in the country. And so we want to show the love of God and help the church reach out to their neighbors.
Yeah, and so you want that to be translated into Burmese, which is the language in Myanmar, and that's about a $30,000 cost to get that done. And so you're out on this itineration raising $30,000 for that project, and we won't let you go back until you get it raised, right?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go back one way or the other. But really, anything that you guys can do to help, we've kind of worked it out. So about $200 would translate one merit badge. And so if anybody can come behind us, you know, at $200 and just help us get one thing done. You know, you don't have to give me $30,000 a day. It's all right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
$200 translates a merit badge. That's a great goal. Maybe that's something somebody could do today.
Yeah, absolutely. Or three or four.
Yeah.
Whatever you could do. It's not. We have every confidence that this thing is going to happen. Yeah. And we're just looking for people that believe in it and want to make a difference in Myanmar.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing that you guys care about people in Myanmar. I mean, really, it is amazing. Because the people in Myanmar don't care about anybody besides themselves. I mean, they're not worried about people in Italy or France or whatever, but you guys care. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, great. Well, we do care because that's the heart of Jesus Christ.
It does.
And if we don't, we're not following Jesus.
That's right.
We're not following what he taught us to do. So, well, we want to just pray, and I'm going to pray, and I just love for you to just extend your hands as we pray for these two folks and their efforts in Thailand and Myanmar. And then, Tammy, if you would just pray for the ministry here at New Life Church, all right? I would just love for you to do that. So, God, we thank you for these two great missionaries that we've had an opportunity to hear their story today, to hear about what's happening in Myanmar, to hear about the revival happening in Thailand. We thank you, Lord, because we realize that this message of Jesus is a message that has touched our lives and has changed the trajectory of our lives here on earth and eternally as well. And so we pray, Lord, that you will provide for Mark and Tammy, that you would provide for the ministry that they're involved in, and will you provide financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, Lord, and may you fill them full of your spirit and give them the genius and the creativity to reach the people around them when they return back to the field. I pray they'll have favor here in the States, and may all their funds be raised and abundance, Lord. I pray that everything will be in place so that they can make a rapid return back to their fields of service where you have called them. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And everyone said, amen. Now, Tammy, would you just pray for us, please?
Yes. Lord Jesus, just right now, touch this congregation, Lord. Just help them, Lord, with their finances, Lord, with their personal life. Help them with their testimony, with their boldness. If someone's never even told their neighbor about Jesus, give them that boldness, Lord, to knock on that door and tell them about you, Lord, about your love and your mercy and grace, and invite them to this wonderful church, Lord. Because mission starts next door with your neighbor, Lord. And then the message will be carried to the ends of the earth. And so, Lord, just bless this congregation. Bless this faith promise that they're going to be doing, that next year the numbers, Lord, will just be exploding, Lord, as far as how much people have given out of their heart, Lord, and then how this has been used across the world and locally, Lord. So just thank you for this wonderful congregation and bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And thank you guys so much. Could you give them a hand for sharing with us today?